Saskatoon. The Saskatoon Tribal Council has unveiled the Wissahitoan Project, which is designed to further support people struggling to overcome drug and alcohol addiction issues. Wissahitoan, a Cree word meaning helping one another, is an STC project in partnership with the Substance Use Addictions Program of Health Canada. According to a press release, it aims to use culture as a health intervention for struggling individuals to get alcohol and drug treatments. The project will help support STC to increase its staff in assisting the needs of their relatives staying at the emergency wellness center by keeping them away from illegal substances and preventing overdoses with paramedics stationed 7 days a week. STC Chief Mark Arkin said addiction and other substance abuse could be solved. Still, the community, government and other leaders must unite against it and support the people struggling to overcome these issues, he says. At STC, we have the program lead services needed to support those struggling. STC is a community-first organization, and returning people to the roots of culture for treatment is a proven process, said Arkin. The Wissahitoan Project, funded by Health Canada's $2.5 million commitment, will have an Indigenous-led team whose aim is harm reduction and recovery by re-establishing services and support to those struggling with substance abuse issues. The STC's Health and Family Services will provide the needed support system to help people struggling with addiction and other substance abuse issues get help to recover and get sober. Federal Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Carolyn Bennett said Indigenous peoples are often at the receiving end of the burden and harms caused by overdose and the use of illegal toxic drugs, which increased during the COVID-19 pandemic. It is imperative that we act now. Wissahitoan will make a difference in helping First Nations, Inuit and Métis communities struggling with substance use connect with the culturally sensitive and trauma-informed substance and mental health supports they need, said Bennett. The Wissahitoan Project team includes cultural support, a nurse practitioner, mental health counselor, a case manager, outreach workers and peer support workers. The group began serving Saskatoon in late November. Toy donations. In other STC news, officials and staff of the EWC are seeking the community's help in providing toy donations to the children staying at their facility. An estimated 20 little relatives, boys and girls from 4 months to 16 years old, will remain at the EWC during the holidays. The STC asks those donating toys to wrap and tag the gifts with age and gender. Donations can be dropped off at EWC's new facility at 415 Fairmont Drive, which has been operating at capacity since opening earlier this month. More than 100 individuals divided into 4 pods with 30 beds each are currently staying at the EWC, with 5 families including 12 children. Men, women, and families are separated from each other. Donations like food and clothing from various community sectors, whether individual or group, continue to pour in to help the relatives staying at the EWC. The STC is looking to expand the facility to provide more storage and office space for social services.